Let's go to some regional diplomacy now. The US Defence Secretary, Leon Panetta, has arrived in New Delhi for the final leg of a 9-day tour of Asia. He's used the visit to highlight Washington's strategic shift towards the region and to press the case for growing US military presence in the region. Leon Panetta insists it's not about containing China's growing military might, but Beijing remains sceptical. And the region's other emerging power, New Delhi, is also keeping a cautious distance from Washington, as Radio Australia's Joanna McCarthy reports.
The US Defence Secretary's visit comes 5 months after President Obama unveiled plans to bolster the US military presence in the region. And on the 9-day tour, Leon Panetta has been offering reassurances about just what the US intends. He spoke to reporters in Hanoi after meeting with his counterpart, General Phuong Quang Tan.
The goal of the United States, let me make clear, is to advance exactly what the general referred to, advance the independence and the sovereignty of all nations in this region.
But Beijing is unconvinced. The main voice of the ruling Communist Party, the state-owned People's Daily, has accused Washington of a deliberate strategy to target China. And the mouthpiece of the military, the Liberation Army Daily, says US meddling will only intensify and national sovereignty will be undermined. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Weimin has been far more restrained, but is critical nonetheless.
All parties should contribute to maintaining and promoting peace, stability and development in the region. Deliberately highlighting the military and security agenda, deploying more military forces and strengthening military alliances in the Asia-Pacific region are inappropriate.
Dr. David Lundberg is a senior lecturer in politics and international relations at the University of South Australia. And he says Beijing's reaction was largely to be expected.
Well, there's the characteristic sort of variations in tone, with the People's Liberation Army organs generally pretty strident, and the Foreign Ministry essentially doing a very cool diplomatic assessment. Fundamentally, the Chinese accept the idea that the Americans have an active interest in the area, which doesn't mean they need to like it, and they express their concerns about that. But like the understandings with Australia on marine deployments in Darwin, there was a bit of noise, but nothing of great substance.
Mr. Panetta has now arrived in India, where his mission is to reinvigorate a relationship that Washington sees as pivotal to its Asian objectives. But New Delhi has long been a reluctant partner, and it remains especially cautious about being seen to form any alliance against Beijing. Dr. Priya Chacko is a lecturer in international politics at the University of Adelaide.
I think there's a couple of reasons. I think for historical reasons, India is really attached to the idea of non-alignment, which people assumed would sort of die out with the end of the Cold War, but non-alignment has really been redefined as a strategic autonomy, and strategic autonomy is really important for India for historical reasons. Its independence is valued, but also because its main priority these days is economic development. It doesn't want to alienate any country that could help it with its economic development. It wants to be friends with everyone and maintain a level of civility with China, which is its biggest trading partner at the moment.
And it's a relationship between Asia's two big powers that is steadily improving, says David Lundberg.
Both countries are actively involved in the East Asian Summit and in consultation arrangements in the region, which is not to say that India doesn't have a concern for power balancing. But the Americans like to talk about the idea of having an alliance with India. Well, that's not at all in prospect. India has a long-standing non-aligned position during the Cold War, and they're not about to give up that kind of independence. But they will develop their improving relations with the United States, but maintain good relations with Russia and Japan, and civil relations with China, with a good deal of caution about any strategic risks involved.
That's Dr. David Lundberg, Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations at the University of South Australia. Joanna McCarthy reporting. It's 11 minutes to 9.